Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
It's probably 5:30 in the morning at this point. And if you've never slept on a riverbed in just a sleeping bag, it's incredibly cold.
I have not. I will not.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I something woke me up. And as I'm trying to actually, you know, get my brain in motion, I hear what sounds to me like a very big helicopter off in the distance. And I'm looking, and the bonfires that we had set the night before are still kind of on fire, but mostly smoldering. There's smoke everywhere.
Okay.
And so what seemed like a harmless thing to do in the middle of the night is now casting smoke. Like, nothing's on fire. There's no danger of setting up a forest fire, but there's an ungodly amount of smoke. And I'm hearing this helicopter. The only thing I could think of, oh my God, that's the U.S. Forest Service, right? And I don't know why. That's what jumped into my mind, the cops. So I got everybody up, and the sound of the helicopter is getting louder and louder. And I was like, guys, we've got to get the hell out of here. And so we took everything down, threw it in the back of a pickup, and jammed out. And I swear to God, as soon as we got the truck up on the embankment and, you know, on a road, I looked back, and it was like a, you know, one of those Huey big choppers coming, and they were definitely looking for the source of the smoke.
Really?
Yes.
And it was you.
It was me. It was me and my...
Did you pour water on the fire before you left?
No, because we're out, you know, it's a river. It's the size
of
like
river,
a Volkswagen
in the middle of a woods.
These fires are as big as a Volkswagen Bug. They're still like pouring water. Like,
good job, Smokey.
I know.
You thought this is going to be an entertaining opening story. Now I'm angry. I'm kidding.
It was a thing to do while drinking.
Outside. Seems fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, let's get into this episode. Let's get started with the huddle. What is something you haven't shared with me yet?
Well, you know, we started a TikTok account on Tuesday. But let me give you the update on that TikTok account. I've made five videos. Super easy, super simple.
You posted five videos already.
I've posted five videos.
That's crazy.
Five videos have garnered 1,534 views, which seems that like respectable.
Yeah.
43 likes, 11 followers. Boom, bing, bam, boom. So we're up on TikTok. I can't believe I'm doing this regularly. I think it's kind of fun. So follow us at Same Team Partner. Oh my gosh. Follow us at Same Team Partners at Same Team Partners.
Now you're going to have to create a Same Team Partner.
Right, right.
Maybe that's pretty crazy. I mean, we haven't told anybody. This is the first time we're actually talking about this.
Nope.
TikTok's weird. All right. So speaking of social media, I created a Blue Sky account for us.
Oh.
So, you know, so many people jumping this week to Blue Sky. And I thought, okay, well, why not? You know,
yeah. We both deleted our own Twitter accounts.
We did.
You first. And then I said, finally, I'll do that.
Yep.
I was getting tired of seeing people on Threads saying, I deleted my Twitter account. I lost 15,000 followers. It's like, all right, get over yourself. Yeah. I'm in a good mood today.
All that fame just gone. Yeah. Oh. Dead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's get into the review. So this week, you're going to talk about our team angle topics because we're publishing team angle articles twice a week. And then you're going to talk about your kind of reaction post about icebreakers. So let's do it.
Yeah. So as you said, we've got two fantastic articles this week on communication and in particular clarity. And it's it's the second article, the Be Direct, Be Effective, How Specificity and consciousness, improve communication. And there are three things that stood out to me in this article, which I loved, is the be direct with your ask, avoid language like as soon as possible, or get back to me when you can. Instead, be specific. Say things like, please complete this by Friday at 3 p.m. Right. So just, you know, leaving out the ambiguity. Outline expected outcomes. You know, instead of saying prepare a summary, say create a one-page summary focusing on the project's timeline, major milestones, and any current risks. I mean, how much time have you lost, do you think personally? How much time have any of us lost because we had some ambiguous thing kind of tasked to us with no expectations, no model, no framework for what people are looking for? I mean, that has sent me, I can think of times at IBM when people just gave me this kind of ask and it just set off waves of anxiety because I had no idea, not to say, you know, what a report looks like in this case, but what are the expectations? What do they need? Right.
Yep.
And then the last piece, the last bullet point from those articles is your thought on smart brevity and how we're big fans of smart brevity.
Right.
And it was like plus 1000 to that. In fact, it was a good reminder that I could go back. I could use a smart brevity refresher.
I think we all can.
It's smart. So then moving on to my article this week, I was inspired by a friend, but also a same page reader. She had called me up and said, hey, you talked about how you should never ask a coworker to say something interesting about themselves because that creates anxiety. And then she had a simple ask, which was, so what do you say? And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. It's always great to hear from a listener, a reader, you know, someone who's following what we're putting out there. And I took a minute because I gave her some general feedback, but I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to put some more thought into this. I'll write about this week, you know, for you. And so let's take a step back, because when she asked me that, I immediately had thought about the times that you and I have hosted a kickoff together. And that's been kind of like our go-to is let's go around the room. And if it's not, say something interesting about yourself, you know, share what's your favorite ice cream or movie or whatnot. And I could tell you that, you know, for years, and I wrote this in the article, is I've always had this kind of go-to answer to that question of say something interesting about yourself, or, you know, is I cut my own hair, right? Because it's not deeply personal. It's typically unexpected. But it does get some looks, right? And I say that in the article of, you know, there's just some people that are kind of like, oh, okay, you're that guy kind of a thing.
Mm.
But, you know, kind of digging into it and even having to, you know, engage with a lot of people who I had to assemble in some teams pretty quickly and to try to find some common ground and find some stories about one another that we could kind of begin to develop trust. That's when I look at, you know, what kind of questions can we ask that's grounded in the work? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I will typically ask people, especially if we're about to embark upon a new project, is what do you, despite your role, despite what you, you know, your the work that you're going to deliver on this project, what's something that you would hope to learn? And I always like that question because it gets people to think like, oh, you mean I can actually take something away from this work, from this project, that's not in my job description, right? That there might be an opportunity for me to collaborate with somebody or to just even be kind of whatever it's like, exposed to new research, new ideas, new thoughts. And this is where, and then the article that I found kind of related to this piece, to the supervisors, managers, and leaders of the world. Please recognize that for many introverts, icebreakers are anxiety inducing. I found that in that article, and it's great, fantastic article. You should read that as well. That goes into some depth and length of what you should do instead. And it's if you can't think of anything else to ask as an icebreaker that might cause anxiety, ground it in the work that you're about to do, right? Because that at that point, then that reduces the anxiety because it's not about me. And typically, if I'm going to provide an answer, I'm not worried about being judged if I've got the quote right answer or the acceptable or the normal answer or whatever that might be. And I know going back to TikTok that you talked about earlier, I know you've talked about that this week in a couple of the clips.
I did. I think you and I have been talking about icebreakers for a while, because I think it's a challenging thing. And I've worked through a few iterations of like a weekly team meeting where we're trying to build a little bit more rapport and get people talking and learning about one another. And we've tried some icebreakers and we've had the team contributing questions to the icebreakers, which I think has made it fun in that way.
Yes.
I'm with you on the kind of like work and project level. Icebreakers related to the work that we're about to do is probably better, especially with clients. But internally, like with a team, kind of team building, like having fun with it can be okay.
Yes.
But so it's funny because I show up to these meetings with a tiny bit of anxiety, not knowing what the question's going to be and how long it's going to take me to figure out what my response is, because that's just how I am. I overthink every damn thing. But the one, like, I've been kind of opening a lot of my meetings with questions about things that I think are more universal to just the human experience, if that makes sense. So, talking about food, talking about travel, talking about like not your favorite thing is my problem. As long as it's not, tell me your favorite. I can't do favorite. Anytime anyone asks me favorite anything, I clam up and I'm like, I don't know. It's like I have 14 different favorite things and they change at any time. Favorite is a spectrum for me. So yeah, I think there's lots of ways to like open conversations and make people feel comfortable, and that it's kind of like a non-judgmental space also. Like that's a little bit of part of the anxiety around these kinds of icebreakers, right? Is like, am I going to say the right thing? Am I going to sound okay? Does it represent me? It's just supposed to meant to be fun.
Well, that's just it, right? Is this seemingly harmless thing? And it's something you just said right there of, is this going to represent me? Am I always going to be stuck being,
Yes.
this movie guy or
Oh my
this
gosh. This just reminds me of something. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was working with a team, and a question was like, what's your favorite TV show? And at that point in time, Emily and I were watching Golden Girls like every night when we went to bed. So I was like, Golden Girls, like we're watching Golden Girls. Don't you know they turned around and gave me like a gift, and it was like a bunch of Golden Girls stuff, which was very sweet and like funny that they remembered that. But at the
But you
same
got
time, I was like,
branded.
yeah, this was like a thing. Like I didn't really need Golden Girls stuff. Interesting.
I have a friend who is big into football, and he said, what teams do you follow? So I gave him like three teams, and I think it was my second or third choice, or in the list. He's like, oh, you're the Minnesota Vikings guy. So that anytime we talked, like, period, there was always some kind of reference to this t football team that I don't know anything
You
about,
barely watched, yeah.
right? So, I think that's the thing these things still stick to people,
They
right?
do.
And I think that's where, even when it's what's your favorite ice cream, right? Or, oh, you're the Golden Girls, dude.
Yeah.
It's anyway.
I'm the Golden Girls, dude.
All right, so let's get into the next segment to ask Brett, what are we asking our listeners for this week?
To not call me the Golden Girls dude. But also, I would love for our listeners to listen, not listen to, download and read our first playbook. It's called Your Teamwork Reimagined. So this guide is something that we wrote to introduce the team angle framework, which I think we think is a really powerful way of diagnosing and strengthening team alignment. And it's in the areas, again, of communication, collaboration, and culture. So we break those areas down and talk about the foundations, like what's needed most in those areas. So the playbook is really packed with practical insights, and there's a self-assessment tool, there's a practice team angle. So really it can help you to identify areas for improvement, but it also outlines actionable steps to transform your team's effectiveness and cohesion. So I think it's really good for project managers, middle managers, leaders, company owners, discipline leads to really kind of like unlock your team's full potential, like understand what's underlying, what's needed, what's baseline, and then benchmark it. So please download Your Teamwork Reimagined, read it, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with whomever will read it. The link is in the show notes. Thank
Makes
you.
for a perfect Christmas gift.
Oh my goodness, it's free. Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
Stocking
yeah,
stuffer.
yeah.
Hilarious. All right, let's get into the hit list. What are you listening to this week?
You're gonna crack up. Well, maybe, but I have kind of just discovered 1990s A Tribe Called Quest. And so
Love it.
I've been listening to their first album, Low in Theory. And I can't get enough. What a great album. I don't know how in the hell I missed that before.
Wow. I don't either. That was like, I think I
I
told you
don't.
this. You told me this earlier this week, and I immediately pulled the record out. It's on my record player at the moment. Like that was one of my tapes back when I was in like eighth, ninth grade, maybe. So really good one. Like best 90s hip hop. My first is listening also, and it's not similar to Tribe Called Quest. It's Sable by Bon Iver. It's three songs. It's very dark, deep, moody, sad.
So, Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Yeah, I feel like that's just this thing. My next one is reading. So I picked up a book called The Freaks Came Out to Write by Tricia Romano. And it's a book about the Village Voice from the inception, in
Oh,
1955
cool.
to kind of where it's at right now. And it honestly, I thought I was buying kind of like the history, a story, but it's more about all of these people that played a role in the Village Voice for decades. And for each kind of like segment of time, they each share some story that they remember from that specific time. So I've just cracked it open, but as you and I are big supporters of journalism, and especially with things going on, independent voices.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, what a great book to get.
Speaking of publishing and independent voices,
Yes.
my reading link this week is something that I hadn't even known about, but The Onion just bought Alex Jones's InfoWars.
Yep.
No, seriously. That's what the
No.
article's called. It's on Vice. And wow, what an amazing, cool story about getting the bad guy in the end.
Yeah. And they, did you read that they talked to the parents of Sandy Hook?
Oh yes, the parents of Sandy Hook were funding it. They contributed to it. Yeah,
Yeah.
they
Isn't that
contributed to it.
amazing?
Amazing. Yeah.
So I'm gonna
Go
hijack
ahead.
real quick, because
Yeah.
if you're not, you need to be subscribing to The Onion.
Oh
I'm
my
holding up,
goodness. Do
listeners,
you
you
have
can't
the
see,
paper onion?
the paper onion. It comes once a month, and I mean, what a fantastic way to support them, and what a
Love them.
nice thing to get every month is a
Yeah.
paper, a real
I have some of
newspaper.
their old books too. They used to be really different, but it's always funny.
Yeah.
So my last one is watching. I've been watching a show on HBO called It's Florida Man. Have you heard of it?
I see it on Apple TV. I have not
You should
watched it
check it
yet.
out. Check it
It's
out. It's
good.
funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true stories of Florida Man, like the kind of meme. It's basically
Yeah.
true stories, but with comedians slash actors acting it out while the real people are also telling the story. It's pretty well done. It's
Okay.
cool.
I will
Definitely
check it
watch.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, fantastic show. Let's get into the high five and close things out. What are you celebrating this week?
Rhythm, baby.
Yeah.
Well,
Flywheel.
yeah, right? It feels good. Like we are in a rhythm and it's cool where I'm currently editing content that's going to go live next week that's been written for a while. Like we're podcasting, we're
Multi-channel
writing, we're TikToking, baby.
or omni-channel. Yeah.
Hilarious.
All
Just too old,
right.
guys.
Well, and on that note, the thing I'm going to high five is we've got a webinar in the works. And what I
Yeah.
mean by that is we've got a first draft of run a show. That webinar is going to be on December 4th. Look for an invite, post to our blog, High Five, and LinkedIn, and I'm sure TikTok. But it's going to be our first step at for the team angle content. And so I'm excited that we're finally getting around to putting that together.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Excellent.
High
All
five.
right. High five. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing, visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and send them a review. Thank you.